Welcome to the Bookcasting Podcast, episode 19. I'm Ola Bea, and I'm here with my expert guest, Tom Erik Støver. Today we're going to talk about networking for people who hate networking. A field guide for introverts, the overwhelmed and the underconnected by Deborah Zack. Yeah, we chose this book because it focuses on introverts. Yeah, what's the problem with introverts?
Well, what is the problem? The problem is that they think, introverts think, that they're bad at networking.
Yes.
So, the result is they don't network.
Yes.
And they should.
Yeah, because they might become the best networkers.
Yeah.
That's what I believe. I believe they can become the best and... Deborah Zack agrees.
Yeah.
So, we have a little list of three things that introverts do. Introverts think to talk.
Yeah.
Introverts go deep, focused. Introverts energize alone.
Yeah, they do.
Do you recognize any of these traits?
Well, I have to admit, Ura.
Yes.
I'm an introvert.
Yes.
Yes.
Come out of that closet, brother.
And a lot of the time when I talk to you.
Yes.
Because you talk a lot.
Yes.
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 Sometimes while you're talking, there's something that you say that I think is interesting.
Yes.
And then I start thinking about exactly that thing. While you continue talking, I'm thinking about that over here. I'm thinking about it.
And I'll keep on yapping away over here.
Yap, and I'm just zoning out thinking about that. And then I'm done thinking about it, and I'm coming back here. And then you're just way off
and somewhere else. And I didn't even notice that you were gone.
No. So that's interesting.
And what should I do about that?
What you should do about it is... maybe there are some visual cues that you can look for.
Oh, good. What is that?
To see if I'm zoning out.
Yes.
Like if my vision gets blurry or like I'm looking somewhere else.
Yeah.
Looking dreamily, in some other direction.
Yes, far away.
Yeah. Then you don't have to, but you could pause or... maybe just start talking about something that doesn't matter.
Yes.
And then when you see that I'm coming back, you continue on the same track.
Yes.
But that's a problem for you because you want to go there.
Where I'm going?
Yeah.
Well.
You don't want to stop.
Why not? So, no, I hate when people interrupt me actually, but it would be very interesting for me to hear what you've been thinking.
Yeah. Yes.
So I could ask you maybe. Why the fuck didn't you listen to what I was talking about?
Well, because you just said something interesting.
Well, that would be a first.
And I had to consider that.
Okay.
For a second or two. Yes.
So, I like it.
Yeah. So I actually do that. So the principle is thing to talk.
Yes.
It's a trait of introverts, and I do that
a
lot.
Yes.
And actually, I remember my history teacher.
Yes.
In high school,
yes,
he told me this.
Yes,
he said, "Listen, all the other guys in the class, they just blabber away. They just, raise their hands and just start talking, just for no reason.
Yeah,
but I know when you raise your hand because you almost never do it.
Yeah,
whenever you raise your hand, I know that you have something good to say.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what all the teachers told me too.
Yeah."
Nah. So that's the point here. That's our point is, let's say we go to a networking event, and then we never met before, and then we meet.
Yeah.
And we start talking, and then you will tell me something that you actually thought through. And what does that mean for me? Well, it might actually mean that I learned something new. So instead of getting the same old small talk that people give me often, you might actually tell me something interesting, which is what I want, because that's what extroverts want. They go out, they energize by meeting new people and learning interesting new things. So for me, I don't want to meet another an extrovert air bladder just talking away about something I can make up easily myself.
Because you meet them all the time.
Well, even if I only met them once a year.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I hang around a lot with introverts, because the stuff they tell me is interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they thought about it before they said it.
Yes. And so that's one reason why introverts are good networkers if they just try.
Yeah.
And then she has a supporting technique. Our author, Devorah Zak, and it is pause, she calls it. And it's basically what you should do as an introvert is to research, absorb, and strategize. So basically what she says is that, okay, let's say you're going to a networking event, and what you should do in advance is research.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe she has one example herself here. She is a consultant. She basically is doing courses. But she at some point she made up her mind, I'm writing this book. And instead of just, you know, going to all kind of publisher conferences and just meeting random people, she did research to find potential publishers. She found one. She found one name, this guy. I want to talk to this guy. And she did research on him and absorbed it, and then she strategized. So basically she prepared herself what she was going to tell him. She was thinking to talk. So, and then she went to a publishing conference, found him because she had found a picture on the internet, went up to him, and then she basically said, I don't know what she said, but basically the book is right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what you should do.
So that's one mistake that people make.
Yes.
When, like, introverts make.
Yes.
When they go to a networking event.
Yes.
They think that they have to collect as many people as possible.
Yes.
Because that's what extroverts do.
Yes.
Extroverts walk around collecting the business cards from as many as many people as possible.
Yes, I do that.
Yes. But it's actually also okay to go and just connect with one or two or three people.
But what is not okay is to go there
and sit in a corner
and not connect with anybody.
Yeah. Because then you could just have stayed at home.
Yes. So,
but we do want the introverts to get out and
look at people.
Mingle.
Yes.
Because they're good people and we want them.
Yes.
We want to find them and connect them to other good people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's right. And yeah.
But that could be a problem if you are a very private person.
Yeah, so that is the problem, actually, because a lot of people, introverts, they are private.
Yeah.
They don't really want to go out there in the public meeting all kinds of new people. And so are you a private person, maybe?
Well, yes. To a certain extent, I am. I do like my alone time.
Yes.
Yes. And but I also know another person.
Okay.
Who is quite private.
Oh.
Yes.
Me?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe you are private. Are you private?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a little. But who are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about someone that has been on this podcast before.
Ah, Serena Star Leonard.
No.
Okay.
His name, he's a dentist.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's one of our converts.
Yes.
We converted him into
dentistry.
Into a book listener.
Yes.
He listens to books now.
Yes.
And you should too. But
his name is Dr. You're not going to say his name?
Dr. Khan.
Dr. Khan.
Yeah.
Dr. Khan Ahmed. Ahmed?
Ahmed or Ahmed? I'm not sure.
Dr. Khan Ahmed.
I like to say Ahmed, but I think he himself, he says Ahmed. I think it's the Arabic. I think the Arabs, they say Ahmed.
Yes.
But in Pakistan, they say Ahmed.
Okay, then we call him Khan.
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 Should we call him?
Yes.
And talk to him about privacy?
What should we ask him?
Yeah, we should have a question for him. Are you an introvert?
Does he even know what it is?
Well, let's find out.
I think we have to ask him what he's up to right now. So we ask. Okay. I ask him, hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Should we tell him that he's on the podcast?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell him?
No, you can tell him.
Okay.
But I will ask him what he's doing, and then you will ask him if he's an introvert.
Yeah.
You can say first, I'm an introvert. Are you? Yeah. Yo.
We're calling him now on his cell phone. Oh. Yes. Yeah. Hello. Welcome to the Bookcasting Podcast.
Oh my God.
So we have a question for you.
So I have guests here.
That's the question. What are you doing right now?
I'm making risengrød.
Risengrød, jarg.
Yeah, what is that? It's porridge.
Yes, rice and porridge. Yes.
Rice porridge. Yeah. Yes.
And then I'm making some glühwein.
Some what?
Glühwein.
Glühwein.
It's German grug.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. And
nice.
Then I'm making pakoras.
That sounds great.
That sounds great. Yes. We're sad that we're not coming.
Aren't you guys coming?
Yes! Of course you're coming.
Yes,
we are.
That's why we're calling you.
Yeah.
To see what you're up to.
Yeah, we won't miss the pakoras for the,
And then we have made it some flatbrød and fenalår.
Yes!
Nice!
Yes.
We were already sold, but now, you know.
Yeah. You oversold us.
We have to go there twice.
Yes, I'm bringing it up to another level.
But you called me earlier.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you if you could come earlier and help me out.
I can help you out. I will go there and kick you out.
when are you coming?
Soon. But first, we have to ask you something.
Yes.
Yeah, we are reading this book about networking for introverts.
So networking for introverts?
Yes, exactly.
The people who are like introverts and how they interact with other social people, like socialize.
Yes, and we just established before we called you that I am an introvert, and very often when I talk to Ura, I kind of zone out. And, you know, start thinking about something that he said while he just keeps talking.
Well, everybody does that when Ura talks.
So that means that you also do that?
It's not you, it's Ula.
Oh, really? But, so, are you a private person, Kalbi?
I am not an introvert person, no.
Are you sure?
But are you private?
I wouldn't say I'm private anyway, in any kind of way. Beside the fact that I used to keep my pants on.
Okay.
Like I'm private in my private parts.
Private parts?
Okay. Let's stop there.
So
you should read the book because everybody meets introverts when they're out socializing, and it's a very good book to learn how to handle it.
Yes,
you know?
Because you do want to hang out with them because they're good people, like me.
Introverts.
Yes.
Like me. You need me, Kalbi.
So you
need to understand me.
I need you to help me to make pakoras.
Yeah.
Oh. You're trying to get us to stop podcasting and start going towards where you are. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
That is kind of off topic, to be honest.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of sad.
So, we are going to hang up now and keep talking about the book that which you should read, Networking for People Who Hate Networking. I don't know if you hate networking, but like I said, it's good for you to learn how the introverts operate when you network with them.
Yeah, so I think you should listen to this episode afterwards.
You think so?
Yeah. This episode is, we make this episode for you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
For you.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
That was nice.
We're going to hang up now.
Yes.
And we'll see you later.
We'll see you later.
Talks.
Okay. Bye now.
Rock and roll.
Yes. That was our friend Colby.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
But he was a little busy.
Yes, he has a housewarming party today.
And we knew about that.
Yes, very much. Yeah, we very much knew.
Called him.
And we're looking forward to the pakuras.
Yeah.
But he is a private person.
He is, I think.
And he's a liar.
Even though he said he wasn't.
Yeah, he's a liar too.
Yes.
So it's very interesting to see that he is a private person, but he does not think before he talks.
Yeah.
Because he just lied to us and said he wasn't private. So he's not totally introvert then.
And that's the interesting thing about this book. It also teaches you that you're not necessarily one or the other.
Yes.
You could be somewhere in between.
Yes. And
so there's a number of factors.
Yes.
That you know that are typical for introverts or typical for extroverts, and you could have some of this and some of that.
You have done this little test here, which is actually 12 factors.
Yeah.
And it's like this. Brainstorming is best when ideas are spontaneously shared. Eller? Or, mener jeg, brainstorming is best when topics are distributed in advance.
Yeah.
That's one. That's one of them.
That's one.
And then there's 12.
Yeah.
And then you can score yourself 1, 0 to 2. Was that it?
Yeah, either 2 and 1 or 3 and 0. You can't give them half-half. So you can't say one and a half. So you have to say that you're either a little on one side or
a lot.
All the way. Yeah.
Interesting. And you scored yourself here.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, definitely.
Even though you're private.
Yeah.
You can talk about private things.
I'm not embarrassed by this.
Okay, good. So which one would you pick out here?
Well, so there's one that I said was a 3.
Yes.
And it's this
number
one.
Three.
Number three.
Is a 3.
It's a 3, and that's people may consider me to be a private person.
And the alternative is people may think I talk too much.
Yeah. And I don't think most people I know, they don't think I talk too much.
No.
As far as I know.
Yes.
So that's the only one that I went all the way on.
Yes.
And most of the other ones I had 2 and 1. All the other ones I had 2 and 1.
And number 11?
Number 11. Number 11 is I have numerous diverse interests, or I have a few interests I pursue in depth. So this is the one that I should have gone, if I was a very typical introvert,
yes,
I would have gone on the other way.
Yeah.
I would have said that I have a few interests that I pursue in depth.
Yes.
But instead I gave that 1 point and I gave 2 points to I have numerous diverse interests.
Yes.
So that's one of the areas where I'm not a typical introvert.
Yes.
But I'm not all the way on the extreme extrovert either.
No.
So I do have some things that I go in depth on.
Yes. And that's, a lot of us will know a guy.
Yeah.
That he has this one interest, it goes into totally.
Yeah.
It's what we, when I grew up or when I went to kindergarten, we would call him a nerd.
Yeah.
Yes. And people still call them nerds.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more positive these days.
It's more socially acceptable.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we all know them.
Yeah.
These guys that really, I have a few interests I pursue in depth, which is basically means I have one interest, which I pursue in depth.
Yeah.
I do other things too.
Yeah.
But only so that I can.
But I live for this.
I want to get back to my, and skiing in the woods / something. So the thing is, this is great, because if you talk to this guy, and you also share the interest.
Yeah.
For example, we could find somebody who likes books.
Yeah.
We can find a person who only wants to read books.
Yeah.
It's the only thing she really cares about.
Okay.
As an interest.
Yeah.
And that would be very interesting for us.
Yeah.
To talk to her.
Yeah.
About books.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why I should talk to them.
Yeah.
The introverts. Because even though they're different from you, they might have a lot in common.
Right.
Like books.
Yeah.
Yes. So maybe we, how long have we been on that?
I have a question.
You have a question?
What can we do, or what can the listener do?
Oh, yes.
To very help good. Out these guys.
Ah, very
because
good.
Because we
good.
Like them. We like the introverts.
Yes.
They contribute a lot in our society.
Yes.
And I think a lot of them are good innovators.
Yes.
Like we talked about last week.
Yes.
When we talked about the geography of jobs.
Yes.
I think introverts are important.
Yes.
In this regard.
To make new technology
yeah.
commercialized.
Yes.
Yes.
Because you need those people who go in depth
yes.
in things.
Yes.
That it's very crucial.
Because, yes, the thing is, let's say I have an idea for something. And since I'm an extrovert, I will only work with it a little. But an introvert will dedicate herself to it and work on it for a long time. And you cannot innovate without somebody really committing to the technology, for example.
Yeah.
And so you need introverts. You can't have only extroverts, basically,
yeah.
here. Or maybe you need a combination, but at least you need one introvert on the team.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I can think of a very good example of a pair of introvert extrovert.
Yes.
That we have talked about.
Okay, I'm ready.
Earlier.
Yes, I'm ready.
No, you can guess.
Are you thinking about Steve and Steve?
Yes. High five.
Yeah. Yep.
That's Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. I think they are quintessential. Types
yes.
in you know of extrovert and introvert.
It's very and but the thing with Steve Jobs, which is the guy you were thinking is the extrovert here,
yeah,
is he has some introvert traits,
yeah.
which is for example, introverts go deep,
yeah.
focused, and a lot of people say that about Steve Jobs that it was you know one of his greatest strengths and also his greatest weakness that he was so focused. On things, and then he just took some things out of his life and didn't focus on it at all. And the author mentions the cancer as one of the things he decided to just remove from his field of focus.
Yeah.
So for years he just ignored it, and that's terrible.
He ignored the cancer. Well, he ignored yes. his body most
yes.
of the time.
Yes. He didn't actually say the cancer. He said a medical diagnosis.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it wasn't even him.
Yeah.
But legal issues. It was details that Steve Jobs chose to not focus his attention on. So he was extremely focused. And that's the thing with their products too. Some of the products, like the iPod Shuffle
yeah.
that I love, it's extremely focused. You have a play button and you have the button to go forward and backward. And you can take the sound up and down and you can turn it off or on. You can do nothing more. There's yeah. nothing more there. And yeah. all...
There's no display or anything.
No. All the functions are... You know them. It's proven yeah. technology. The play button, you know mm. exactly what it looks like. And mm. understand. Push it. It's play or pause.
Mm.
It's so extremely focused. Yeah.
Sorry. So, what I was going to say...
Yeah.
Is that we need these guys.
Yes.
The introverts.
Yes.
Actually, oh, yes. they're crucial
yes.
for innovation.
Yes.
I would like to argue.
Without them, we would be dead in water.
Exactly.
We are
so
dead in water.
You, the listener.
Yes.
You yes, have yes, to yes, yes, support
yes.
them.
Yes.
For example, by using the example that we used earlier.
Yes.
About me zoning out.
Yes.
One way to support them.
Yes.
Is to accept that they're doing that because they took something that you said that was very interesting and they had to think about it.
Yes.
They weren't trying to be rude.
No.
But it's very easy to get that impression that they're being rude
yes.
and uninterested.
Yes.
They don't care what you're saying.
Yes.
That's not what's happening.
No.
They're actually thinking that you said something interesting.
Yes.
And they have to think more about it.
Yes. What should you do then?
Then you should accept that
yes.
and maybe ask them, oh, you look like you found that interesting.
Yes.
What did you find interesting about it?
Or, you look like you found something
yeah.
interesting.
What was it?
What was it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, that example is better than I expected when we planned it.
Yeah.
And I will now say why.
Okay.
So, I know a girl Benedicte,
yeah.
She has released an app on the App Store.
Yeah.
And she's going to release more apps. But this app is a map, basically, for parents.
Mm-hmm.
And what she did was that she just made it and put it out there. It's not at all finished. There's so many things that needs to be done about it. But instead of her just doing what a normal introvert would do, which is make it completely finished, spend a couple of years and then put it out there, she just made the what we call a minimal viable product, which is you know, and got it out, and then you can, she can let people use it, and she can see what they find interesting.
Yeah.
Just like what you do in a conversation with an introvert, and you say, what did you find interesting?
Mm-hmm.
And then they can tell you, and then you should, so let's say I tell you something like I did now, and I see that you zone out, and I say, so what did you find interesting? And you say that to me, then I should go back, and I should think, wow, he thought it was interesting. Maybe that's what I should focus on.
Mm-hmm.
All the other shit I was just yapping about, mm-hmm. to, because I talk to think, yep, but then you found that interesting. Ah, that's a clue. Maybe this is something that is important.
Yeah.
And then I actually not only thought myself while I was talking, I also gotten feedback from you.
Yeah.
And you can tell me about it.
So what you're saying,
yes.
is that you can use introverts to get validated learning.
Yes.
About something.
Yes.
Actively. On yes. purpose.
On purpose.
Yeah.
You should.
So I'm going to take this opportunity,
yes,
to do. Mention,
please do,
a book that we have talked about earlier.
Yes,
it's The Lean Startup.
Yes,
by Eric Ries.
Yes,
maybe one of the more important books within its genre.
Yes,
to come out for many years.
Yes,
maybe decades.
Yes,
I think it's very important.
Yes,
and that's why I'm mentioning it now, because I think you should read it.
When I was in the States.
Because probably we told you on that episode that you should read it, but I don't think you have read it. So I'm going to tell you again.
It's okay, but we will keep on telling you.
Yes.
Until you read it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say something now. So it's called The Lean Startup, How Today's Entrepreneurs Use Continuous Innovation to Create Radically Successful Businesses. When I was in the States, I ordered 9 of these from the Amazons, got it in the mail to Andreas Dietzel's house, and then I gave it away to a select few people over there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how important I think this book is. So I gave it away to some of the most important people I know over there. And you guys, if you listen to the podcast, get your ass in gear and read this book now, because you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great book, basically.
Yeah.
And if you work in a company, which I guess most of you do, his point is, if you work in a company, you can still build a lean startup.
Actually, what I'm going to do,
yes.
is I have this copy, extra copy.
Yes.
The first one,
yes.
to send me an email,
yes.
that you want it.
Okay.
I'm going to send it to you in the mail.
Okay, I'll send you an email right now.
Except
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think you should say the first 3,
yeah.
you pick a winner.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a good
yes.
yes.
So you can still send in the email.
Yeah. Send me an email if you like, if you think that you should get this book in the mail.
Yes. Yeah. And then we will, on the next podcast, which is number 20, about Gutenberg, The yeah. Geek by Jeff Jarvis.
Yes.
You will tell people, no, you can't.
Hey, there's another one to get this book for free.
Yeah.
You,
oh.
Yeah.
No, you do it.
Yeah, you can go to
audible.com.
No.
No.
You should go to audibletrial.com
/...
bookcasting. And then you put in your little email and password and credit card number. Credit card number. You have to put in your credit card number, even though it doesn't cost anything, because it's a free trial.
Yes.
I don't know why they need the credit card number.
I know.
Huh?
Because okay, keep going and yes. I will say it.
And then you can get this book for free.
Yes.
And you can keep it.
Yes.
And you can listen to it.
Yes.
And then you can get it on the Kindle.
Yes.
And you can get the Whisper Sync.
Yes.
Which is a very good thing.
Yes.
Or you can send me an email on maybe I will send you the book.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I think you should read it.
Yes.
And I will go to great lengths to help you make sure that you read it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that was all I had to say about that.
Yeah, they need your credit card number.
Yeah. Because but we were actually talking about a different book.
Well,
I don't
you
know.
Can get this book on Bookazing.
The networking.
I mean, Audible, yeah. I listened to it.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm not sure if it's Devorah Zach who reads it, but I think so. And she's got a great voice. It's she reads it very with the feeling. With feeling. She reads it with feeling. And it's so it says here, Devorah Zach, president of Only Connect Consulting Incorporated, provides expert consulting, coaching, and facilitation to more than 100 clients, including the U.S. Department of Education, Cornell University, the Smithsonian Institution, SAIK, I don't know what that is, America Online, and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. She is good at what she's doing, and then she decided to write this book.
Yeah.
And you should listen to it on Audible.
Yes.
So audibletrial.com/bookcasting, and you get the book for free.
And it has WhisperSync.
It has WhisperSync.
Yes.
It has WhisperSync.
Yes.
That's pretty groovy.
That's groovy. All right. Where are
what's
we
WhisperSync? What is WhisperSync?
WhisperSync is the best thing to happen since Gutenberg the Geek.
Yes.
Maybe. Because if you have a Kindle or a Kindle app on your smartphone or your
laptop.
Tablet or your laptop,
yeah.
Then when you listen to the book on Audible,
yeah.
And you play, and you pause it,
yeah.
Then pick up your Kindle device,
yeah.
Or app,
yeah.
Then it will open where you left on the Audible version.
Yes.
Yes.
It works.
It works.
Do you use it?
Yes.
When did you use it last?
When we read Pinker.
Steven Pinker.
Yes.
The Better Angels of Our Nature.
Yes. And all, but it also, it's good. What I also did is that I listened to it
yeah.
first.
Yeah.
And then I read it the same thing
yeah.
afterwards.
Yeah.
That's also a way to do it.
Yeah.
That also works well. Because
yes.
it's different ways of internalizing
yes.
information.
Yes.
But if you don't want that, you could also just switch between listening and reading using the WhisperSync, and you don't have to like try to figure out where you were, because Kindle will do that for you.
Yes. We will now end this episode 19 of the Bookcasting podcast about networking for people who hate networking.
Yes.
A field guide for introverts, the overwhelmed, and the underconnected. That's you, buddy. It's written by Devorah Zach.
Yes. And you should go to our website.
Yes.
Bookcastingpodcast.com. If you're not subscribing, you should go to iTunes. You will find a link on the website.
Subscribe for free.
And
for
just
free.
Get the podcast into your MP3 player automatically every week.
You should do it real fast because in the future it might not be free anymore.
Yes. And you can go to Facebook. We are on Facebook. You can go there and leave us feedback or
yes.
comments or suggest books.
Yes.
And next week,
yes.
we're going to do
Gutenberg the Geek by Jeff Jarvis, professor of entrepreneurial journalism at New York something University.
School of Journalism.
No, it's New York something University.
School of Journalism.
NYUC.
Yes, it's the, yeah, something like that.
It's a good university.
It's Jeff Jarvis.
It's Jeff
Jarvis.
You know him.
And we might call someone.
Not Jeff Jarvis.
No. Someone else.
Someone you know. It might be you.
Yes. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Casting.
Reading books so you don't have to.